these words that come from John 17. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that you know that they know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. For they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful today that your final thoughts are of the people that love you. May we hear your words today through me and in spite of me. And may we keep in mind who we are called to love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to picture this. You know, we talk about the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But this was the actual Lord's Prayer. When Jesus prayed this, he was in Gethsemane, olive press. Now, if you go to Gethsemane, it's down at the bottom of the Kidron Valley. In this valley, you can look up onto the Mount of Olives if you look one direction. And then you look the other direction, you would see the Temple Mount. Those gates that we know that after Jesus comes back, he's coming through those gates. As he was praying this prayer, the Bible tells us that he was praying so earnestly for us that he would sweat blood. Could you imagine that not only was Jesus willing to go to the cross and die for us only a few hours later after praying this prayer, but he was earnestly praying for you and for me, those who believe. Now, here's the important part that I want you to recognize. As he was praying for the believers, notice that he didn't say all of those in the world. See, when you become a believer, you make a commitment to join in unity with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you make that commitment, eternal life starts then. It starts at that moment. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. And eternal life starts before we have eternal rest. But the eternal rest changes when Jesus comes back. Now, this is also called Ascension Sunday. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father, to take his place back from where he had come. And so those disciples, those ones that were supposed to be awake there with him, were sleeping. They were with him when he ascended. But they went out into the world. And they baptized people in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The church grew and grew like wildfire. Not because of who they were, but because of who God is. And God empowered them with the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit that's alive today is in you from that first moment you say yes to Jesus. But before that, the Holy Spirit's going to keep working on you, calling you, beckoning to you to come, to be loved. And once you are, you become part of the church. Now, church was not a building back then. The word for church meant movement. It was a movement. Not only was the Holy Spirit moving in us, but the Holy Spirit was moving throughout the land. And the church kept growing. Today, we are still called from when the time we make that commitment to the time that we continue to serve. And when we make that commitment, we continue to serve. And every week, that movement came together and they met at people's homes and they shared the bread and the wine, remembering Christ's body that was given for them and his blood that was shed for them and for us and for all those who believe. Today, we recognize that the church is alive. The church is still on the move. And we'll recognize how things are moving today. So I invite you to pray with me. Lord, we are grateful for the movement of Jesus as he prayed the prayer so earnestly that his love poured out of him, that he was willing to give his life for us, that he was willing to resurrect for us, bringing life to death, bringing light to the world. And that light continues on today. It begins with just a spark. But the fire keeps burning. Lord, touch those whose hearts are being pricked today. Bless those who are coming forward today. Bless those who serve you today. We pray this in the name of the Christ. Amen.